Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, answering your colour and style questions. So today, in my lucky dip, let's see what's first. Marsha says, as an O-shape, how can I feel slim in a summer dress when your body is more exposed? This can be a little bit of a tricky thing. The more weight we carry, often we feel much more conscious of our body and our body image. And summer, you know, can be a tricky time to dress. We might have lower necklines, we just have more skin exposed, upper arms exposed, legs exposed, all these things that can make us feel a little bit self-conscious. So what to think about is, find something maybe that's a little bit more loose rather than too form-fitting or tight. Find things that help to skim over the areas you don't want people to notice. So as an O-shape, your tummy is usually the place you don't want people to notice. So therefore, I'd be looking for dresses in shapes that skim over your tummy, that aren't fitted, that certainly don't have any kind of waist shaping or belts or anything like that. Nothing too tight either. And having, you know, clever draping and also, you know, those sorts of things can make a big difference. They can really make a body look slimmer and more attractive. Also think about patterns. Rather than solid colours, often we can think that, all patterns, you know, I want to stay away from them because they draw attention. But a busy, dense pattern can be very slimming and distracting. It stops the eye from kind of focusing anywhere on the body and just like kind of has your eye keep on moving. So, but it's got to be a busy, dense pattern. The minute we've got one feature detail here, one feature detail there, whatever, or like a dark bit and a light bit where each of them draws the eye, that's not a busy, dense pattern. We really want one where you just go, there's nowhere that my eye stops to look at. So that would be another thing as well. Also make sure that, like, if you go, I don't like exposing my upper arms, make sure you find one with a sleeve. And I know that can be tricky because so many manufacturers find it much easier and cheaper to manufacture summer dresses without sleeves. That's a little bit of a tricky one. So sometimes it's finding something with a sleeve. You'll often feel so much happier, particularly if it's got a bit of like a little flutter sleeve. So it comes out from the arm and has space for your upper arms too. That's another one to think about. In fabrics that don't cling, something that drapes, but that's not stiff and not uncomfortable either. So it's thinking about kind of nice drapey fabrics, some, you know, careful draping so that the design of the garment is designed to flatter your figure. Can be hard to find. Make sure it's long enough that you don't feel uncomfortable, that it's like up your thighs if that's not what you want. And think about, you know, a busy pattern. So a dress in a busy pattern can be so much more distracting. It's not drawing attention to any body part, because often what happens, if we've got a really solid, just a solid color fabric, any lump or bump becomes more exaggerated. It becomes the pattern in the garment, versus when we've got a pattern garment, we just don't notice these things as much. So there'd be some tips I would think about if I'm as an O-shape looking for a summer dress. Not too low a neckline. So just think about, if the neckline's too low and you're going to be uncomfortable, don't go there. Or if you know that I have to wear a cami underneath, that's something. But sometimes in summer, we don't want those extra layers because we get hot. Not always that easy to find the garment you're after, but certainly, and you know, if you take your O-shape recommendations as far as dresses go, have a look for those sorts of shapes. And then make sure that there's got the arm coverage and those sorts of things that just make you feel a little bit more comfortable. Hopefully that helps. Lovely to see you here today too. Of course, feel free to send me questions, because, you know, it helps if I've got your questions to do these. Okay, Jules has asked, what are the best styles for a high hip shelf? I've never heard of it before. I assume it's the same as being short-waisted. It's actually not. Though some people with a high shelf hip, so this is what the H-shape, as we call the high hip shelf. I am having trouble speaking right now. I think of this as the Barbie doll body. When we think of Barbie, the plastic doll whatever she's made of, silicon, whatever it is, rubber. Her waist comes in, and then she has a shelf-like hip that comes out from the waist. That's how little legs attached, don't they? So if we think about that, that is what we call a high shelf hip. So we generally, what you'll notice on someone who has this, they come in and then we immediately go out and we go around. Rather than, there are many people, so the X shape has a low hip where the widest point is down on the upper thigh. So from the narrow waist, we just gradually go out to the upper thigh, versus the A shape comes in at the waist and then goes out, and its widest point is just below the waist. So just like a Barbie doll, that's their body shape. So because of that shape, the straighter shape in our lower body is more flattering. We want to follow the lines of the body. So we go out and we go straight down rather than continuing to flare. So the fit and flare shape works best for the X shape hourglass, and the straight or pencil shape works best for the H shape hourglass. They're two versions of an hourglass. They're just different versions, because it's, do I have the high shelf hip or the low hip as my widest point on my body? So we're thinking about straight shapes on the lower body. This is also though where we're thinking about, you know, sometimes we will have a shorter waist here. It's often common to have a shorter waist, not always. And this is why body proportions are not part of body shape. They're their own thing that you get to select from, or that your body has. It's their own unique feature. So body proportions are separate from body shape, but you will frequently find H shapes that have a short waist. So therefore, if you've got a short waist, you may not want to have too much detail there, but you still need to define it. So whether you're in whatever sort of hourglass you are, or whether you are an A shape, you'll want to define your waist. So any of the shapes, the body shapes that have a waist, do actually want to define their waist. They want their clothes to come in and then go out in whatever is the best shape for them. They want to have some sort of kind of waisted feature. The oversized, like this sort of oversized thing, just not for you waisted shapes. It's for us unwaisted people that we get to wear the oversized stuff. But, you know, there's actually more people who have waist than people, you know, women who don't. So I think, well, maybe it's pretty even. So it is one of those things to think about. So want to make sure that all your tops come in, your clothes come in, boxy, baggy, oversized, not for the H shapes or not for any of the waisted body shapes. Always think about that you want your clothes to come in before they go out. And then we're following the line of the body. So if you have a slow slope out to the upper thigh, we want a slow slope out. So we want the flared shape. If our H shape, we want it to come in and then go straight down. So there's some little tips for your H shape and your X shape. So they're a little bit different from each other. So last question for today. I'm also an O shape. What are the best fabrics to flatter? Asks Sheena. So when we're thinking about an O shape, we're really thinking about quite an endomorphic body. So an endomorphic body is a little bit more cushioned, and therefore, because it's softer and more cushioned, we want softer flowing fabrics. The harder your body is, so the more muscular it is or the more skeletal it is, the more we want stiffer, crisper fabrics. So the more soft your body is, the more we want soft, drapey fabrics. So this is where we want, like, this is a beautiful drapey fabric. If I drop this on the ground, it's silk, it'll puddle into a like a liquid puddle. Think about fabrics that puddle, and they will give you the right kind of drape. We want them to skim over the body, but not cling to it. We don't want things stiff, that will stand out from the body. And in fact, stiff fabrics, so many cottons are actually really quite stiff, and that will stand out from the body. Though versus when we have t-shirts, they tend to, the elastane often in the t-shirt, and because it's a knit rather than a woven, so wovens are often stiffer than knit fabrics. But there's like fabrics like silk, there's lots of fabrics that are still drapey, even though they are wovens. It's just, we want them to skim out, because if it's a drapey fabric, it's going to fall next to the body because it's just molding over the body and then just falling. If it's a stiff fabric like organza, so this is not the weight of the fabric, that is different, not the thickness of the fabric, that is different. Organza, it's a fine fabric, it's a lightweight fabric, but it's very stiff and it will stand out from the body. Unlike tulle, they kind of tend to stand out from the body. stand away. They've got body of their own. If I dropped it on the floor, like I've dropped something in organza on the floor, it'll almost like just crumple, you know, as it goes down, versus the silk just fluidly flows onto the floor and pools. So really do think about what are the fabrics that just drape really nicely. Then one of the things I find is not to have too lighter weight fabric, particularly on your bottom half or in garments where we want to have a little bit of structure. So often with a pair of trousers, if the fabric is too thin, even if it's drapey, it often shows kind of everything through it. It's kind of too thin to give you any structure at all. So often with things like trousers, I like something with a little bit of weight to it. And this is where some fabrics maybe that have some viscose in them can be very good, because viscose is a cellulose fiber. So rayon and viscose are basically kind of different versions of the same sort of thing. They have a bit of weight to them because the cellulose fiber is made from wood pulp and various things like that. And so therefore it has some weight, so it actually drapes really nicely. But 100% viscose tends not to wash too well. It can shrink a bit and you have to kind of stretch it out when you iron it and it stretch it. It also, because it's a fiber, the way the thread is, it can disintegrate in things like, you know, tumble dryers and stuff. It gets a bit bashed up in washing if it's too high a percentage. You've got to be a little bit more careful with washing it. So I want to think about viscose is a great, and rayon's great fabric for drape. So when it's a mix, and a linen viscose mix, linen can be quite stiff. But when you do a linen viscose mix, you'll often get the best of both worlds. You get that breathability, that comfort, and that drape as well. So rather than a pure linen, maybe a bit too stiff, add some rayon, add some viscose, and you'll have a much drapier fabric. So it's really thinking about different fabrics and different fabric fibers. One of the best things to do is go to your wardrobe, look at your favorite garments, go and look at the tag. So get inside the tag on the inside that tells you what the fibers are, and note down all your favorites. So if you look at your favorite garments and things, you know, I always feel good in this, I like this fabric, I like how it feels, I like how it breathes, all those sorts of things. Go in, do some research, find out your favorites. Have a look at the things that have worked for you and write down, you know, what the fiber percentages and fiber content is. Then have a look at the things that you never wear and they're never comfortable and they're too stiff and they make you look big. Look at what those are as well, because they're your what not to buy, versus we can have that what to buy because, you know, you've started to work out for yourself which are the best fibers and fabrics that work for you and your body. So there we go. Three questions today. I'll be back again next week with some more. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.